have a little bit more to learn about that really stubborn donkey. So you remember the donkey that was so stubborn that sometimes it would just stop in the middle of the road and no one could make it go, or other times it would run off through the fields to smell the flowers and chase the butterflies and no one could make it come back till it decided to come back. And on the night that Mary and Joseph arrived in its stable, it refused to go outside, and so it kept the baby Jesus warm when he was born that night. And as it happened, Mary needed to stay there and rest for a few days, recovering from that birth, and so the donkey continued to share his stable with her and with Joseph and the baby. And then one night, Joseph had a dream. And the dream warned him that his little family was in danger and he needed to take them away from Bethlehem as quickly as he could. So he went, it was the middle of the night, and he went and knocked on the door of the home of the owner of that donkey and said, "Thank you for the hospitality you have offered us. I'm wondering if you'd be willing to let me borrow your donkey. It might be for a few weeks. My family's in danger. We need to leave immediately. I'm afraid that Mary is still so tired and weak. She might not be able to walk very fast or very far. We promise that we'll bring your donkey back to you as soon as we can." But the man said, "Certainly not. I need that donkey for my business. And how would I know that you would ever bring him back?" Well, Joseph knew there wasn't time for arguing, and so he and Mary gathered their few belongings and wrapped themselves in their cloak and picked up the baby and started out walking down the road. No sunrise yet, was still starlight while they made their escape. And they hadn't walked very far when they heard the sound of galloping on the road behind them. "Oh, no," they thought, "what if it's already Herod's soldiers after us?" As it turned out, though, this was not the clattering of horses' hooves. This was the clattering of the donkey who came running down the road to catch up with them and nuzzled against them and pushed against them until Mary climbed up on the donkey's back and the donkey willingly went where Joseph led. And so they were able to go much faster and much farther than they otherwise would have. Well, meanwhile, back at the stable in the morning when the owner of the donkey came out to the stable to feed the donkey breakfast and get started on the day, you can imagine how disgusted he was to find no donkey, only the chewed off end of a rope that had tied the donkey into the stable. Oh, he thought, great, the donkey's gone running off, probably with that couple. I'm probably never going to see my donkey again. I wonder how my business is possibly going to survive this. And so this man, who was in the habit of putting all the things he had for sale into a blanket and bundling it up and loading it on the donkey, now he would make his bundle and have to carry it himself to the marketplace or to the intersections of the roads where he would sell the things that was from his business. And so this is what he did. He managed it on his own for weeks and weeks. And after a long time, he was in the market one day with his blanket spread out and selling things to the people there. And he looked up, and there was Mary and Joseph and the baby and the donkey. And Joseph was saying, "Thank you so much. Once again, your help was crucial. This donkey saved us. We were able to get away from Herod's soldiers. We went to Egypt. We've been living safely. Now that Herod's dead, we think it's safe to come back. And the first thing we wanted to do is bring back your donkey." The man was amazed. "I was wrong," he thought. "There are still honest people in the world. This couple has proved trustworthy. They brought back my donkey, even though I don't really even know who they are." And he saw that his donkey was just as healthy as ever, and his eyes had just as much sparkle, and he was amazed. So we're going to join hands now and say a prayer before you go to Sunday school. Oh, good. Okay. Two circles we got going here. Dear God, we pray that all families in the world would be able to live in safety and without fear. We thank you for the way you watched over Christ Jesus and caused others to bring their protection and assistance. As we continue to celebrate the birth of the Christ child, may we grow in your love. Amen.